Yes, it's right, RTU 98.5. It's just gone past 8 a.m., which means I have my first guest of the day today. Releasing just a brilliant new song called Baby's Breath. I do believe it comes with a music video as well. I have the... there is not enough emphasis I can put on the word talent. I have the very talented Tuseka on the line with me. Good morning.
Good morning, Liam. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm so great.
Now,
after that introduction, how could I say I'm not great? Wow.
Yes. Oh, stop. No, you deserve it. Now, last time I talked to you, you were just about to move to Wellington.
Yeah.
I take it you're there now. Are you loving it? How is it?
So, I was meant to move to Wellington, but I actually ended up moving away from Wellington to Auckland. So now...
Oh.
Right?
Wow. Okay.
I spent the summer in Wellington, and I was like, oh, actually, I think Auckland is more the city for me. So, yeah, I'm here now.
Oh, my God. Oh, good on you. Like, yeah, just go where you feel like you're needed. I love that.
Yeah. I feel like I wake up every day here feeling like this is where I'm meant to be. So I made the right decision.
Oh, well done. Oh, that's so cool. And do you love Auckland?
I love Auckland so, so much. So much. I used to complain to my flatmates in Wellington because I was going backwards and forwards.
Yeah, right.
About how much I really, really loved Auckland, and then I finally ended up making the move. So, yeah, I love everything about it. I thought I would hate the traffic. I even love the traffic.
Oh, my God. Oh,
you... I don't, but, you know, it's like a person. You can't not be annoyed with them sometimes. But, yeah, I love everything about Auckland. It's so great to be here.
Wow, wow, you're perfect for Auckland.
I think so.
Hey, now... congratulations are, of course, in order for Baby's Breath. Now, I was correct about the music video detail, right?
Yes, you are.
Mm. Now, before we get to the music video, tell me a little bit about Baby's Breath.
So, Baby's Breath is the title of my latest single that just came out today, and it is based on a true story, which is not to be said about my other songs that I've released so far. They're very theoretical, whereas this one is very vulnerable and honest. This one is very upbeat, I reckon, compared to the other songs that I've released. It's very positive, and, yeah, I hope that people will listen to it and make memories to it and just enjoy it. Hopefully it's good enough to be enjoyed. But, yeah, I'm very excited about this one. Lyrically, it's the most exciting song I've written up until that point. But as a musician, you get better and better, obviously. But, yeah, I'm quite excited about this one. And, yes, it's titled Baby's Breath because it's a type of flower and not because a baby's breath is baby's breath. But just for people who don't know much about floral stuff.
No, I was about to say, are they little blue ones?
No, they're little white ones.
Sometimes okay.
They can come dyed to be another color because with flowers, they can be put in colored water to produce another color. But naturally, they're white, and normally you find them.
Oh, Tuseka, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, lost you. Hey, are they used for weddings?
They are used for
weddings. Yeah, right.
A lot about the song. Used in general bouquets as well, but a lot of people will use them in their bouquets and weddings just because it's a small, dainty white flower.
Aww. Are you big into, like, floristry?
No, I'm not. But when I was writing the song, I was really in my feels. I was in my simp days. I'm not in my simp days at the moment. But I was like, how do I express in a lyric that it is the smallest sort of... Baby's breath, by the way, is not my favorite flower. But how do I express that it is like the smallest component of a bouquet that I just like... I just said I like flowers and then you ended up getting me even the smallest component of a bouquet, because normally it'll be the smallest component of the bouquet. It's just like the white dainty thing that's in a bouquet, and you just mention to someone that you like flowers, and then they get you a whole ass bouquet, and they deliver it to your address. They're like, it's the little things that they even notice, which is so crazy. But you went from not even knowing them, and then now they're just like a huge part of your life. So, yeah, that's what I meant with that lyric.
I love that. It happened.
It happened to rhyme quite well as well. So there's a recording of me being really excited that I found this like lyrical pattern that was. But yeah, that is why it's called Baby's Breath.
Oh, I love it. That's such a sweet story. Just a quick aside, do you know why they were called Baby's Breath? Because that's like a weird name for a flower.
I have no idea, but it has a very scientific name. Drosophila is like a fly, I think, but it has a scientific name as well, and Baby's Breath is its colloquial name.
Yeah, right, right. And tell me about the music video. What was that like?
The music video is so much fun. Oh, my goodness. It's my first music video, so that's really, really cool.
I work with
a director from up here in Auckland. Theo Shakes is in it. He makes a lot of content. Some people will know him. Which is really, really cool. He was an amazing co-star, so talented, so charismatic. I worked with Jislyn. She is a stylist up in Auckland, and she just styled everyone to the nines. So, so cool. And we filmed it at Coco's Cantina, and they let us use their space, which is really
great.
And so if you know anything about Auckland, you know that Coco's Cantina pops off. And
It'll
be really familiar for people watching the music video as well. And yeah, I have so many exciting people in my life that are in that video. One of my best friends from high school, for example, was in that video. So, so cool. And also, there is a content creator called Noah that's in the video as a dancer. His like TikTok name is Noah Ball. He's so amazing. I could keep naming people, but, I'm so excited about the music video. It was so much fun to film, and I'm so excited that people finally get to watch it.
Oh, my God, yeah, I really need to watch this. It sounds super cool. Was it weird going from, like, because, like, your thing's audio, right? And then suddenly it's all about the visuals. Was that, like, a weird transition?
I don't feel like it was a weird transition, just because normally I will just write out the whole world of a song when it comes to releasing it.
Wow,
even if it doesn't end up making it to the point whereby there is a budget for a music video, that's always a thing that I like to do. It just creates a world around the song, and I feel like it's kind of cool. And so to finally have been able to be funded by New Zealand On Air to make that into reality was so, so fun. Taylor was super easy to work with. He's so talented. And so, yeah, I'm quite excited to have had the song be visualized in long form, because normally I'll create these, like, little clips that sort of form a picture of the song. For a whole music video. So a whole music video is very exciting. I'm very grateful.
That's such, like, a beautiful concept in a way, though, isn't it? That actually there are visuals for all music. It's just sometimes people don't have the money to, like, portray those.
Yeah, yeah. I wish I had the budget to portray all the visuals, because honestly, the songs would make so much more sense and would add so much more context to it. But that's okay. One day we'll get to the point whereby music videos are easily accessible to create. But today, at the moment, it's not the case. But thank you to New Zealand On Air for funding this round of the release.
Yeah, they are frigging good for that sort of thing. But don't worry, this is a safe space. I'm poor too. No judgment here.
Yeah, that's a recession. It's not easy.
Nah, it's not. It's not. Baby's Breath. Out now on where can people listen?
It is out on all streaming platforms.
Lovely.
So whichever platform you listen to, it'll be out on there. And then at 12 p.m., we're releasing the music video on YouTube. And so please, please, please watch that. And yeah, leave a comment, share it with people, share it to whoever will listen, honestly. I feel like it's quite a universal song in a sense.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
They do. But yeah, share it to whoever will listen, and I hope you'll enjoy it. Please send me some feedback as well. I'm quite easily accessible on socials, so yes, please do that.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, I don't know how anyone wouldn't enjoy this song, if I'm being entirely honest with you. So just quickly, before I let you go, what's next? Baby's Breath is out now.
Yes.
What's going on?
My goodness me. I wish I could tell you the full picture, but let's just say I've been working on a lot, and I'm very excited for what's to come. But I've been quiet for a reason, and I've been working.
Yes.
And that's all I'll say.
I love it when musicians fall off the face of the planet. It means something good is coming.
Exactly. I'm so excited.
Hey, one more time, congratulations on this track today. Yeah, it's just amazing. You should be so, so proud of it.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations. Do something to treat yourself and celebrate today as well.
Thank you. That is so kind of you. I wouldn't have allowed myself to do that, honestly.
Oh,
I'm like,
what?
I have so much work to do today. It's release day. So, yeah, thank you for that reminder. I should do something.
Oh, absolutely. No, you need to. Absolutely. To our audience right now, I'm going to play this stunning, stunning new number from Tuseka. It is called Baby's Breath. Enjoy.